Una, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Amber. Happy to be here.
So first of all, can you tell us about the .ie Digital Town Awards for anyone that maybe isn't overly familiar with them?
Yeah, the .ie Digital Town Awards are now in their fourth year, and we're delighted to have them again this year in 2024. They're open to towns, town groups, community groups, and businesses in towns right across Ireland. And we have a prize fund of €60,000, which is very generous, and we'd encourage any projects that have a digital element relating to them to think about entering.
Fantastic. And over the past couple of years, we've really seen the importance of digital technologies and maybe how they can keep us connected as communities, but also how they can promote local businesses, for example. So I suppose that kind of underlines the importance of these awards.
It does indeed. And I think COVID was very much a tipping point. A lot of people and businesses and towns that actually hadn't really embraced digital suddenly had to change the way they did things. And we have lots of examples of that. And so, you know, allowing digital to be used for the betterment of towns is just so important. And we all know that a thriving town needs thriving businesses. So that's really where the impetus comes from.
You mentioned there that I suppose more and more had to start using digital technologies during COVID especially. Have you noticed that even since then that more are getting involved and more, I suppose, are using these technologies to their advantage in recent times?
They certainly are, yes. They really are. And we can see it right across the whole range of categories that we have. And I think digital now is embedded within, you know, everyday life. And it's just really to encourage groups and towns to harness the power of digital to the best possible extent, because it just creates a lot of efficiencies. If, you know, if you're doing, for example, a tourism project, you need to be able to be found by visitors to your area. If you're not online, you're pretty much invisible.
That's a very good point. And Una, you're making an appeal for Kerry groups to apply. Can you just outline maybe what groups actually can apply for these awards?
Yeah, so it, as I mentioned, it might be a town voluntary group, it could be a business association, it could be a group that's trying to come together to do a particular project in a town. And maybe I'll talk to you about a couple of the winners from previous years to give you a concrete example of what I mean. So, for example, in 2021, Dingle was the overall winner, in fact. And what they did out of the Dingle Hub was they were doing a digital agri-tech project looking at soil technology and soil conditions and weather conditions. And the purpose of it was to extend the grazing season. So you could see that that's a very practical implementation of digital technology that really contributed to farmers and, as I said, the growing season. There was another one in Castle Island in 2022. And what they wanted to do really was to reimagine the town using a social media campaign. They created a video show reel for the Christmas market and created a digital toolkit for local businesses. So that's a really practical example of digital being used for the betterment of the town. So the other ones that won from Kerry, we had one from Listowel, where they implemented a town gift voucher and click and collect. Tralee was a runner-up also in 2021. They created a local app for shopping local, but also to highlight all the attractions of Tralee and its sports and, you know, culture, all of the activities all in one place.
Fantastic. And we have a great history there, as you mentioned, from different groups in Kerry that have won these awards and have been really successful. But they're all really innovative ideas. And it's fantastic to see what communities can do when they come together to promote their own area.
Absolutely. And I should, of course, also mention the RDI Hub in Clorglam, because they were the digital business winner last year. And they have so much going on. I mean, it's a globally connected digital tech innovation hub, essentially. And they do hackathons, they're looking at augmented reality, they're looking at AI, and they had a wonderful program which was a STEM passport for students, and those students who completed the course got 50 additional points in their Leaving Cert. So you could just see what the impact of that is for young people. So really, the range of projects is huge, and this year, we are encouraging individual businesses to enter. that we haven't done this before. So it's the very first time that this has been available. And where they go to is digitaltownawards.ie. So if they go onto our website, there's a very straightforward application process. It shouldn't take too long. There's two main questions that we ask. The first is, what's your digital vision? And then the second one is to describe your digital project.
We touched on it earlier, but digital and online and having an online presence is so important for businesses. And many of them are doing really wonderful things that they might just kind of think is everyday part of the business. But, you know, if they entered it, they could end up winning a prize. I suppose they mightn't realize how innovative maybe they are being in what they're doing with their online vision.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all as well about shopping local, keeping revenue coming into local towns, keeping those towns vibrant and helping them to thrive. And as I mentioned earlier, in order to thrive, a town needs good businesses in it, and good businesses need to be online. It's not exclusively online, so it's kind of that omni-channel approach. People still want to go into shops. They do want to do click and collect, and they want to shop online. So it's up to businesses really to provide good customer experience for all of their customers. So not everybody will shop online, but equally not everybody will go into the shop or the business, you know.
Do you notice, Una, that we'll say some people might browse online, for example, and then businesses are noticing that they might come into the store then because they've seen a certain thing online? I suppose it has maybe a dual impact that way, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you make there, because, you know, the trends in terms of consumer behaviour are that people will research online before they'll ever go near the shop or the town. You know, people are very time poor and they want to be sure that the product or service that they're looking for is actually available. They may need to make some inquiries in advance. You know, if you think about maybe making a dental appointment, you need to know what kind of dental procedures they offer, maybe what the prices are, if it's a physical product, likewise. So it's really it's that key research tool for people before they ever leave their house.
It certainly is. And you mentioned being time poor there. And I think people are very conscious of their time now, especially, and they want to spend, you know, their free time maybe with their loved ones, their families, as well as doing, I suppose, all the jobs that have to be done from a day-to-day perspective. But, you know, when you're sitting down on the couch maybe at night, and that's kind of when a lot of people might tend to scroll, I suppose, and look at businesses and look at what they're offering. So it is good, as you mentioned, to have that presence, as well as having your physical shop and having a premises for people to come into.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like a 24-hour shopping site, you know, it's a 24-hour shopping window. So, like you say, people are sitting on the couch, 8 o'clock in the evening is kind of the peak time for doing all of this scrolling and checking, and you might have an idea, oh, I need to get a present for somebody or whatever it might be, and you go, oh, okay, I'm going to just jump online and check what's available. And yeah, you're right, they may very well purchase there and then, but they may very well also say, do you know what, I'll go into town in the morning and I'll get that, or tomorrow, or whatever day it might be. And then you're bringing people into the town and you're hoping for that additional discretionary spend as well.
You certainly are. And I suppose, Una, just going back to the .ie Digital Town Awards, remind us again how people can enter and maybe if there's a deadline for entries as well.
So what people need to do is to go to our website, digitaltownawards.ie. The closing date for applications is the 1st of March, so that's in a couple of weeks' time. I'd encourage people to get on there, check out the application form. Like I said, it's pretty easy to fill out. It's fairly straightforward, but no harm to go on there and register and just check what information you need to provide. So we'll be announcing the shortlist then on the 8th of April, so, and then we'll have a gala event on the 24th of May. So like I say, in the 4 years, well, this is our fourth year, so really in the 3 years that they've been running, we've had 6 winners from Kerry. It's quite incredible.
It certainly is. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's great to see local businesses and local groups here in Kerry being recognised for the work that they are doing. You mentioned earlier a very significant prize fund on offer as well for the winners this year.
That's right. We have a prize fund of €60,000. That's across 10 different categories. So all of the categories are available on our website, but I'll just quickly run through what some of them are. So it's digital education, there's digital tourism, which is huge. Of course, everybody knows that digital is so vital for tourism. Then there's a digital community initiative. That's a whole category on its own. digital business. It could be like a business town group or an individual business. So as I said earlier, it's important to note that individual businesses can apply. We also have an agri-tech category, and that might be something relating to farming using digital technology. And again, agri-tech has become huge in the last number of years. Linked to that, then, we have one which is digital sustainability, and that might be using enhanced connectivity or Internet of Things, you know, to improve the environment, etc. Then we have a lovely category which is digital newcomer, and this is for projects that might be at an early stage. Sometimes people say to me, oh, I'm not sure if I'm advanced enough to enter. But you know, we want to be able to reward people who are at the very early stages of their journey and to encourage them to continue their digital efforts. And then another one that we really like is the digital local hero. And these are often the unsung heroes in a local community who, you know, they volunteer, they give their time for free. And we want to really recognise those people as well. So, as I said, the website is digitaltownawards.ie. And let people go on there and see what needs to be done. We also have contact details on the website. So if people have questions or they're not sure about something, we're very happy to answer those questions.
That's great. Una, thanks a million for joining me on the show. It's been lovely talking to you.
You too, Amber. Take care.